Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Q and J Squared podcast featuring myself, Jonathan Wells, and Quentin Fawcett. Sorry, Jaden cannot be here right now, but how are you doing this afternoon, Quentin?
I'm good. You know, it's just us. Jaden is having computer problems, so here we are.
I mean, stuff happens to the best of us.
It happens. It happens.
So what do you have on the agenda to do today, other than talk to your fine co-host here?
I wish I literally had anything else to do, but I don't. So here I am. Here I am. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, we have a big actual sporting event on Thursday.
Which is?
Right?
Yeah, what is it? Can you let us know what that is?
I think the NFL draft is on Thursday.
Are you ready for it?
Hello?
Are you ready for it to start? Hello? Yeah.
Yes, ready for something.
It's better than nothing, like we said. It's funny because it's almost like the draft has always been virtual. Yes. We just get to see people walk across the stage, but not this year, sadly.
This year it is completely virtual. And the Bengals have the first overall pick and are looking for a quarterback. So, with Joe Burrow coming out of LSU, is that the for sure overall number one pick?
I think that has to be undoubtedly the number one pick. He's an Ohio kid. They want him to possibly play for his hometown team. I don't see them going any other direction. How about you? How are you feeling about that pick?
If they say they need a quarterback, there's nobody better than Burrow, so they might as well take him.
Okay, I got a question then. If Tua was completely healthy, no injury scares, would you take Tua over Joe Burrow?
That's tough. Is there currently a left-handed starter? I'm trying to think.
I mean, I don't think one comes to mind. I don't think his handedness truly matters to me, but I mean, I don't think there's another left-handed starter in the NFL unless one is escaping my mind.
I'm not sure that there is, but his injury history is tough. And I mean, how can you pick against Burrow at number one? I don't think you can.
That's my thing, too. He had possibly the greatest quarterback college season of all time. I don't think it's possible to pick against that. Like, yes. No matter what, even if you want to argue longevity, I mean, he hasn't been injured. So, there's longevity for you.
The Redskins come in at two. They literally just need anything.
Anything.
Any good player. Their starting quarterback they drafted last year is Dwayne Haskins. And
I actually believe in Haskins.
They refused to start him. They refused to play him. And he had a rough year with difficult circumstances. So I'd assume they picked Chase Young there at two.
It's sad that his best offensive weapon was Terry McLaurin, who is another rookie.
Yeah, they have no weapons at all. But the best player at two has to be Chase Young. Right, or was there somebody else?
It would have to be. It has to be Chase Young. He'd be the best available up to this point. He could arguably go number one if the Bengals really wanted to mix it up and do something special. They could take Chase Young or try to even trade down.
And yeah, the Bengals had a quarterback that had taken them to the playoffs before. They have Andy Dalton, who hasn't been bad. He just has no weapons, and the defense has been terrible. So I mean.
Coupled with the fact that he's been hurt and then A.J. Green got hurt last year. I mean, without A.J. Green, that team is basically null and void. Their offensive line isn't good enough to have Joe Mixon carry the entire team. So
it's outside of the Ravens, that division isn't anything crazy.
I feel like with Minkah Fitzpatrick, though, the Steelers are looking up, personally. But that all hinges on them getting a quarterback again.
They have a good defense, but they have to have Roethlisberger back.
If they can just have somebody that can get you 2 touchdowns a game and not turn the ball over, I think they can challenge the Ravens for the top of their division. Not saying that they would win it by any means, but they could at least like give them a challenge because that defense is so stout. It's getting to special levels, especially because they added Minkah Fitzpatrick in the back end. Then you still have T.J. Watt, you got Edmonds, you got players like that, Cam Hayward. They have a chance if they can get Ben Roethlisberger back or even have a decent quarterback that isn't just complete garbage, they could really make some noise in that division.
They have good receivers. They have Juju. They have good options too. And then at 3, they is the Detroit Lions, who last year they had a terrible record, but they were competitive for most of the year. So this in might be the best team out of the top three here. I mean, they beat the Chargers. They tied with the Cardinals. They beat the Eagles, who was a playoff team. Lost to the Chiefs by 4, Super Bowl champ. They beat the Giants. They lose to the Cowboys by a touchdown. And they lose to the Packers twice by 3 and 1 point. So, I mean, there's a lot of close losses there.
They were in every game, basically. The biggest thing there, they say, what I've been hearing, is that could be where the mix, real big shifts start, like the Lions can either trade down, they could mess around and take a quarterback instead of taking Jeff Okuda, who I would like the Cowboys to try to trade to get.
Well, why would they take a quarterback with Stafford and all the money they have there?
Because they don't truly believe in him. I mean, he hasn't won up to this point. I believe he's good, but if he hasn't won up to this point, something has to change.
I mean, their division was just stacked defenses, and their defense is by far the worst of them all.
I mean, they traded away their best defender, too, this offseason, to the Eagles. Darius Big Play Slay.
That's what I'm saying. So the Lions are by far the best team in the top three. And then you have the Giants. Too much. You have the Giants at 4, who... I mean, they have to take defense there, you have to assume, right? I mean, they have Barkley, they have Jones, they have all these young guys on offense. They have to take something on defense, right?
You would think, unless you know they want to try to swing at another offensive lineman that they can't develop.
Right, and then 5 is where it gets interesting because there could be another quarterback taken. We have the Miami Dolphins with Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback right now. Who do you see them taking Tua?
I personally think what I would do if I had that pick and I'm in the situation that Miami in, which they are surprisingly low-key in a great situation, I would trade down and get as many picks as I can and stay inside the first round but just get a lower pick and draft a quarterback like a Jordan Love or something like that, a project type of quarterback. So then you could have them work with Fitzpatrick and get actual like trainers and people like that in to truly develop a quarterback and start a new culture with Brian Flores as the head coach. So that's what I would do. I would probably go in and try to get a project quarterback to try to develop.
Because the Dolphins have 2 more picks in the first round. They have pick 18 and they have pick 26. So they could pick up some things there.
And you can mess around and get a decent young player and a couple more picks, lower round picks out of that one pick, and then still have 2 first round picks and then still have 2 first round picks as well.
Well, I mean, they went out this offseason and they signed all these defensive players from New England. So, I mean,
and that division, with Byron Jones.
Tom Brady's gone. The Patriots have no quarterback. Their defense has taken hit. The Bills are the favorites, as weird as that is to say.
So, I mean, it's open.
I mean, I've heard you're not a real big Bills believer, though.
I'm not a Bills believer. That division is open. Not for the Jets, but it's open for everybody else.
Exactly. Literally everybody who isn't the Jets has a chance to win that division. And speaking of the Jets, did you hear they might be trying to trade their best player? Nonsense in the great New York fashion, trying to trade away the only good thing about your team.
I don't know what they're trying to do. They hired a terrible coach. And then they signed Le'Veon Bell, who has been a disaster.
I mean, when you have Sam Darnold at quarterback, I don't expect anybody else on the offense to do well. But they didn't need a Le'Veon Bell. If anything, they needed a younger running back to try to grow with Darnold.
It has been a disaster for New York, and their pick is not in the top five. It is pick 11, so not the best spot for them to draft there, as terrible as they are. And the Browns, for the first time, and it seems like a long time, aren't in the top five. They are pick 10. What do the Browns need to do at pick 10? Hello?
Hello? And so that
I think you're back.
I feel they more or less tanked to get into this spot. What it feels like, because now they can get a decent young defensive player, and they still have their offense intact. But what I've seen over the past couple of days is that Odell might be getting traded sometime soon.
You're saying Odell's out of there. Hello?
How do you feel about that, Clint?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. What did you say about Odell?
What was that?
What did you say about Odell?
I've been hearing rumors that he might be traded in a matter of time. And they said it's not even because he has attitude problems, but because of the fact that he didn't mesh well with Baker because of the steep drop in his numbers, which if you watch a lot of the games, he was open. Baker just refused to find him in the best spots.
And Mayfield didn't have a good year last year, for sure.
So how are you feeling about that one?
I still think they're going to hold on to him.
Say it again.
I still think they're going to hold on to him.
I think they should. I just think Baker has to build that rapport with both of the wide receivers, more or less. Because, I mean, that was their first year together, so you never know how that's going to go. And they have a legitimate top five running back in Nick Chubb. I mean, they have a decent team. I'd say they probably need to go defense in the draft. And then find a good coach more than anything else.
Right. Freddie Kitchens was a...
it made no sense for him to have that.
It was a disaster.
Job anyway.
It was a disaster. Now, there are two Texas teams, the Cowboys and the Texans. The Cowboys have... Do they have a pick in the first round? I think they do. I'm not sure. They have pick 17. And the Texans do not have a first round pick. Because they traded away
to the
Dolphins. So, who do the Cowboys need to pick at pick 17?
I think they need to go for the best available player. I'm hoping that maybe a CeeDee Lamb or a Henry Ruggs are available, which I've been hearing might be a possibility. And so, if that's the case, I would like to see them take one of those big-time wide receivers just to help the offense that much more. But if not, we need the rest of the draft, we need cornerbacks. Cornerbacks, cornerbacks, cornerbacks. We need DBs.
We need
their last draft was a disaster as they picked Connor McGovern, Tony Pollard, Michael Jackson, Joe Jackson, all these people did nothing to help them. And then in 2018, they actually did pretty well. They picked Van Der Esch as their one. And then they had Gallup in the third round. And so 2018 was the last solid draft for the Cowboys. Do you agree with that?
I do. I actually do. But, I mean, you can't hit on every draft just like you can't hit on every draft pick. But Tony Pollard was a fantastic pick as our second round pick because he played a great role, especially with the Zeke drama that was going on. So I mean I feel as though it was a good pick for us in that spot. Everybody else though has not panned out, you're right. Up to this
point. The Texans, their earliest pick is pick 40 in the second round. And who knows if they'll keep that pick or it'll get traded between now and the time this podcast gets uploaded.
He might get traded. He might get traded for a ham sandwich. You never know.
Their last few drafts last year, they picked Titus Howard, a tackle in the first round, who was good when he played, but didn't play many games. And then they picked Lonnie Johnson, a starting corner. And one of their better picks was defensive end Charles Omenihu in the fifth round, who ended up with 3 sacks. He didn't get many games in, but he did have 3 sacks. Year before, they picked Justin Reed in the third round, Jordan Akins in the third round, big picks. And then 2017 was their best draft in a while, picking Deshaun Watson and Zach Cunningham in the first and second rounds.
I would like to ask this question. I thought Deshaun Watson should have been the number one pick. Obviously, everyone knows they messed up on Mitchell Trubisky. Do you ever wish that they would have taken Patrick Mahomes instead of Deshaun Watson?
What?
Do you ever wish that they would have taken Pat Mahomes instead of Deshaun Watson? Or wait, Pat Mahomes was picked the pick before. I forgot. I thought it was the pick after. It was the pick before.
I can't hear you. I think you're cutting out.
I am. Can you hear me better now?
Yep. What were you saying about the Texans' last few drafts?
I feel as though they did. They hit a home run with Deshaun Watson, who should have been the number one pick that year. Led his team to a national championship, was consistently in every game, won most of his games in college. Just so sad that he got passed up on. But what direction is your team actually going? I know my team is kind of failing to win now, but what direction are the Texans actually going in currently?
The Texans are going in whatever direction Bill O'Brien wants them to go in, which nobody else knows what that is. This next year, he accumulated a ton of offensive weapons who were good at one time. But they have been hurt, injured, whatever reasons, they haven't been playing. And we'll see how it goes. I still think they're going to trade somebody on draft night. I don't know who it's going to be. But we'll see. And that 40th pick, they need to take a receiver, a bigger receiver, not a speed guy. And I don't see why they wouldn't take T. Higgins there from Clemson. But who knows if they'll even make a pick on Thursday night.
I'm hearing that y'all might be giving up one of your best wide receiving assets who y'all got in the Laramie Tunzel trade, which is Kenny Stills. Would he be now, a good number
one,
two
You
option.
Have to get rid of one of those speed guys. I mean, you have Fuller, you have you have Cooks, you have Randall Cobb, who they signed for a ridiculous amount. They're not getting rid of him. So if they're going to trade somebody, it's going to be Stills out of that group.
If you want me to be honest, I love Will Fuller's potential, but he can't stay on the field. And especially when you have a guy like Brandon Cooks, who's sadly concussion-prone, I mean, you can't have two injury-prone wide receivers who are also your top two receivers. It wouldn't work.
That's what I'm saying. If they stay on the field, great. Deshaun Watson will make it work somehow. But I don't know if they're going to be able to stay on the field the whole year.
Yeah, it's just it's looking a mess here in Texas for our teams. At least we got rid of our coach, so we're happy about that.
Surely the Cowboys, you'd think, would take somebody on offense, but
you have to think.
I don't know who's going to be left there.
I firmly believe that they should find defensive players in every other part of the draft. But first round, if one of those big-time wide receivers are available, I'd say they pick them. And speaking of big-time wide receivers, there's a Texas guy who could be available for both of those teams. Denzel Mims out of Baylor could be available, who's a big, strong wide receiver. And I think he fit the Texans kind of mold, what they're trying to do, and kind of replace DeAndre Hopkins, even though it wouldn't be perfect. But if you developed him, kind of used him as the big body wide receiver that you need, it cushioned the blow of losing him a whole lot.
Right. I mean, the Texans division is, it's on the weaker side. The Jaguars are trying to trade away everybody. The Titans re-signed Tannehill. I know he got hot last year, but we'll see if he can keep it going. And the Colts signed Phillip Rivers, who threw 20 interceptions last year. So, there you go.
I mean, it's an open division for sure. Whichever team can get hot at any part of the season, I think has the best chance to win it. I got a question. How did Bill O'Brien not even swing a first-round pick in the Jadeveon Clowney trade?
The Clowney trade wasn't that bad, because look now, literally nobody wants to pay that guy.
I mean, I understand that, but it's not like y'all couldn't pay him. Y'all just did not want to pay him.
The same. Well, nobody else, the Seahawks didn't want to pay him either. Nobody wants to pay him.
And then you didn't even get a first rounder out of Hopkins either.
That's not a surprise. I mean, last year, Clowney has 3 sacks. 3 sacks. The Texans' 5th round pick from 2019 on the same number of sacks as Clowney.
That's not good. I mean,
who's going to pay that guy? Nobody's paying him.
I mean, but I imagine he saw a lot of double teams over there, too.
I mean, his best years were with the Texans. His best year, arguably, was 2018. And he gets traded away immediately and does nothing. And now he's not going to get paid anything.
Well, he also can't work out for any teams either.
No. I would love the Texans to get Yannick Ngakoue, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh no, there's no way they trade in the division. I have to see him twice a year.
Maybe if they get desperate enough.
I think they let him stew before they did anything. I mean, you saw what they did to Jalen Ramsey. They shipped him all across the United States.
They did. And the Cowboys division, how do they not win more games in that division? How do they go 8-8?
I'm telling you, coach, to me, and it's the same thing with the Texans, really. It shows me that coaching it's literally proof that coaching plays such a huge role in a team's success. Because when I look at the Cowboys team, and I never tell you this because you'd get a big head about it. But honestly, when I look at the Cowboys as well as the Texans, those are 11-12 win teams, consistent 11-12 win teams. But things like players' egos and coaching staffs more than anything else find a way to ruin what that team was really constructed to be. And so to me, I think that's the biggest detriment to either teams right now is what their coaching staff is or was.
Right. I mean, they go 8-8, and they scored no points in the games they have to win. They scored 9 in Philadelphia. They just can't score points. I mean, they signed Zeke to that big contract, and they don't score.
The bad thing is, too, the games that we did score points, the defense couldn't stop anybody. But the days that the defense wanted to truly play, we couldn't put points on the board. It's like we were never clicking at the same time.
Plenty of problems there. Well, I think this is going to do it for our draft preview. It is on Thursday on ESPN. And it's sports. It's something to watch. So there you go.
It was fun talking to you.
To talk about? All right. So
this will probably get posted today. Look for it in the Instagram at QNJ Squared. The link will be posted there. And hopefully we'll get Jaden back on soon. And we'll be able to have another episode posted. Right. And we'll have another episode posted sometime this week. So we will see y'all then.
You guys have a great day.
Great. So